Dr. Matthew Stanley is the vice president of Avera's Behavioral Health Service Line. He says mental health needs have been on the rise for years, especially among young people. The pandemic has made matters worse.
In fact, currently, we're already essentially full at behavioral health, and we only anticipate the needs escalating from here.
It's a nationwide problem. Thomas Otten is assistant vice president of the Behavioral Health Center.
The CDC recent report said that during the COVID-19, anxiety is up 3 times what it was previously. Depression is up 4 times what it was previously. 11% of Americans have contemplated suicide in the last 30 days.
That's why the health system is expanding its existing behavioral health center. Otten says the addition will make Avera one of the few facilities in the nation to offer 24/7 emergency psychiatric care.
A very common crisis in behavioral health involves suicidal thoughts with intent and plan. Someone's life is at stake. Currently, the hospital emergency departments are the only options that law enforcement have. Medical emergency rooms certainly do the very best that they can, but they are not specifically designed for psychiatric patients.
The addition will also become the only facility in the state to offer inpatient addiction care for adolescents. The $28 million project is getting a $13 million boost from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust. Walter Panzer is a trustee. He agrees the pandemic has highlighted a need for mental health care in South Dakota.
We're all talking about the present needs right now of bed space and ICU space and nursing space. The third wave will be a behavioral health care crisis wave.
Construction starts soon, but the addition isn't expected to open until spring of 2022. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.